This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Vaccine mandates.
The only way we can get back to a normal life.
Fleeing the flames.
The sheriff showed up and they were like, get out now.
New goals on the road ahead.
The future of the auto industry is electric.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. More vaccine mandates are being rolled out or considered from coast to coast as the resurgent coronavirus poses a new health challenge. CBS's Cammie McCormick says a vaccine requirement's expected to be issued soon by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
It is a readiness issue.
Navy Surgeon General Rear Admiral Bruce Gillingham calls the vaccines a form of body armor for troops.
We would not send our folks into combat without flak and Kevlar. The enemy this time is a virus, and we have a biologic body armor.
The vaccines haven't been required for troops so far because they haven't yet received formal approval from the FDA.
And CBS's Stephen Portnoy says before long, people who want to visit this country will have to have had their shots.
The plan over time is to institute a requirement that foreigners from any country be fully vaccinated before flying to the U.S. A precise timeline for implementation isn't clear, but administration aides say multiple agencies are involved in the process.
CBS's Manuel Bojorquez has the latest from Florida, where the governor is resisting new mandates and COVID hospitalizations are at record highs.
Inside Memorial Healthcare System in Broward County, ICU beds are once again filling up fast.
It has gone up 400% in the last 6 weeks.
Aurelio Fernandez is the president and CEO of Memorial, which recently added 266 extra beds to keep up with demand.
We have converted conference centers, auditoriums, cafeterias.
As of yesterday, 135 children under 18 in Florida are hospitalized with COVID, the highest it's ever been.
But you aren't going to help at least get out of the way.
On Tuesday, President Biden called out hotspot governors, including Florida's Ron DeSantis, for failing to implement restrictions, including mask mandates in schools, something the governor has no intention of doing.
The parents are going to be the ones in charge of that decision.
DeSantis argued Biden's immigration policies are responsible for the surge, claiming, without any evidence, that undocumented immigrants are causing the virus to spread.
Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you.
In Arkansas, a school district has had a coronavirus outbreak that sickened 700 students and staff. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson regrets passage of a law that banned mask mandates in schools.
In hindsight, I wish that had not become law.
And in St. Louis, the transportation company Charlie Bullington runs will only take passengers who are unvaccinated and not wearing masks.
We don't allow any type of masks in our vehicles. We're very against the vaccines, and we do not wish to have people in our vehicle that did the vaccines.
Now to Northern California. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us a wildfire caused mass destruction in one mountain town.
The Dixie Fire gutted the entire town of Greenville, California. Homes, stores, and gas stations burned to the ground. The fire is on the move, exploding to about 20,000 acres in a single day. It's now covering 278,000 acres and 35% contained. Residents are packing up.
It just explodes so fast, you just don't have time to react with anything.
Correspondent Ben Tracy reports President Biden will sign an executive order today to set a new national goal for electric vehicle sales and fuel efficiency standards.
His executive order today says by 2030, half of all vehicles sold in the U.S. should be electric. Right now, EVs make up just 2% of new car sales. Today, EPA will unveil stricter new efficiency standards for cars and trucks.
Now to Tokyo, CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest Olympic action.
Here at the track stadium, U.S. shot putters took gold and silver. Gold for the second straight Olympics went to Ryan Crouser, his winning toss the second longest in history, 76 feet, 5.5 inches.
To go through a global pandemic, I'm just so happy to be here and have the opportunity to compete.
On the track, though, for the American men, it continues to be frustration. The favorite in today's 110-meter hurdles, American Grant Holloway, finished second, the same as American men in the 100 and 200 meters and the 400-meter hurdles. In soccer, the U.S. women win bronze, and in men's basketball, the Americans advance to this weekend's gold medal game. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
The legal wheels are turning after the New York State report finding Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. He's denied it and says he won't resign. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Four district attorneys have launched criminal probes requesting documents from the attorney general's investigation. The New York State Assembly is saying that if Governor Cuomo does not resign by the end of the weekend, they will move swiftly to impeach.
Spirit Airlines has already canceled 40% of its flights for today.
I'm stuck here. I can't get home.
That's the story for a lot of people who've been affected by the airline's cancellation issues all week. Weather, IT outages, and staffing issues are blamed. 10 people were killed when a van packed with 29 migrants crashed on a highway in South Texas. Sergeant Nathan Brandley with the State Department of Public Safety.
They were traveling at a speed way too fast to try to maneuver that curve and went into the metal utility pole.
The Mexican government is suing U.S. gun makers and distributors, alleging negligent and illegal commercial practices have resulted in gun trafficking to murderous drug cartels. Well, the State Department's investigating what happened to a $5,800 bottle of whiskey Japan gave to then-Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in 2019. A gift worth that much has to be turned over to the government or paid for by the recipient. Pompeo's lawyer says the former diplomat has no recollection of the bottle. A lot of celebrities have filled in as the guest host on TV's Jeopardy.
Welcome, everyone, to Jeopardy. Well, our champion...
Mike Richards, the show's executive producer, has been among them. Variety reports Richards, who has hosted other game shows, is in negotiations to get the gig full-time. The Rolling Stones are set to tour, but 80-year-old drummer Charlie Watts says it looks like he's going to sit it out as he recovers from an unspecified medical procedure. Veteran drummer Steve Jordan will fill in. More signs of life on New York City's Great White Way.
A lengthy standing ovation for the cast of Passover, which became the first Broadway play staged since March of 2020.
Ain't gonna need no swim trunks. Ain't gonna need no boats. Just... walk on through.
It's about two black men afraid they could be killed by a police officer. Audience members had to wear face masks and show proof of vaccination to get in, but there was no social distancing. And after the play was over, hundreds of people gathered for a joyous block party in front of the theater. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The New York Times reports on the death of the commander of the U.S. Marine Company that raised the flag over the Japanese island of Iwo Jima during World War II, the image captured in an iconic photo. Dave Severance was 102 years old. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.